In the files on my computer in the office, I have a folder of dreams that I've had over the last 10 years. These are dreams that I feel like I have gotten from the Lord, and they don't happen very frequently. In that 10-year folder file, there's only 6 entries. But one of them occurred 2 days before I turned 35. And in that dream, I was on a train that was carrying Christmas trees out west. And it was, yes, very exciting stuff. And it was this beautiful moment of a sense of the peace that comes when the gospel goes forth. And so tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the gift train and what it means for the gift of life that we have in Jesus to go forward into the world. Let's begin with a reading from Matthew's gospel in chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." We're not really sure how long it took the caravan to arrive to Jesus, but we know that in the ancient world, this was not an overnight journey. This might have been months or even years of these faithful people who saw a sign in the heavenly realms and decided to go forth in pursuit of the one who was promised. And the lesson for us is this: some gifts travel a long way to find us. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be celebrating and by giving and receiving gifts. And some of those gifts will be homemade. Maybe they came from people in your house or right across the street. But some of them maybe have gotten to you from coming from a long ways away. And maybe the people in your life were planning ahead and they didn't arrive just yesterday. Maybe they came from all different parts of the world. Maybe they came from Mexico or Hong Kong or the North Pole. But the idea is that we are receiving gifts and giving gifts. And sometimes all good gifts take a while to arrive. But the story carries on. And in chapter 2 in verses 9 through 12, this is what the Bible says in the Gospel of Matthew. After speaking with the king, the wise men went their way. And the star that they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child Jesus was. And when they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And when it was time to leave, they returned by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. So, just as it sometimes takes gifts a long time to arrive to us, what's also true in life is sometimes the gifts we send travel a long way to find their recipients. So every year at Park Street Brethren Church on Christmas Eve, when people give of their tithes and offering, we take 100% of that and we send it out into the world. And we send it out to people that we call missional partners. And we have two that we've been supporting for years and years. One is located in Chicontla, Mexico, with our friendship with Doug Cooper. And the other is located in Durban, South Africa, with our friendship with Sandile and Abby Makwanazi and their family. So that's one example of gifts that we are bringing in, even tonight, that we're planning on sending out. The other thing that we do for the last several years is we've participated in Operation Christmas Child. And again, it's an opportunity for people in our church, and maybe you all helped build a pack of shoebox, where we send these gifts out and they literally go all over the earth to bless kids so that they have a Christmas gift and so that they can hear the story of Jesus coming and hearing the gospel. In addition to those two opportunities for us to give, this year we're going to launch something new. And it's something that we're really excited about at Park Street. It's called Park Street Kids Give, or Kids Men Kids Give. And the idea is we are going to start inviting our kids to regularly start tithing. Maybe they've gotten birthday money. Maybe they got Christmas money. Maybe they did some chores around the house. Maybe they mowed the lawn for the neighbors. Maybe they babysat. But we want to give our kids the gift of modeling and training them to be stewards and to recognize that everything that we have, even money that we've earned, is itself a gift from the Lord. And so we're going to start collecting tithes as a part of our regular kids' men offering. And then the fun thing about this is we're going to let our kids decide where their tithe should go. So this year, we're going to be partnering with Compassion International. And maybe you have seen their gift catalogs, where, especially around Christmas time, you can choose some different gifts that you can give by giving a financial donation to kids all over the world to help them in their own life, bringing joy to them in the name of Jesus. So this year on the gift train, we're recognizing that in some of the different cars, there are different gifts. And one of the gifts or one of the options that we're going to allow our kids to choose from are fruit trees. So why would we give fruit trees? Well, giving fruit trees produces a family with a reliable source of nutritious fruit, full of vitamins to help children grow and stay healthy and get strong. They can eat what they need and sell the extra and the market to earn money for school fees, for clothes, and for other essentials. So if you choose to send a fruit tree, you would be, in essence, wishing kids around the world a very berry Christmas. Peach on earth. No? Okay. All right, but maybe you weren't feeling that. Maybe you were like, I hate fruit, strangely. I know children like that. We have other options for you. You could choose to give pigs. Giving pigs helps families start raising animals, and they reproduce quickly. And they can then sell the piglets for more income. This is a steady source of money for them that allows them to cover daily needs, like food, medicine, or home improvements, building a more financially secure future. You could choose to gift somebody across the earth a pig, and in essence, you would be wishing them a ham-mazing Christmas. That felt like more of a stretch. But if you don't like pigs, we have other options for you. You could give goats. Giving goats supplies families with fresh, protein-rich milk for drinking and selling, which generates ongoing income. As the goats have kids and the herd grows, the family can sell some to gain financial stability and better provide for their children. So if you chose goats, you could be wishing kids around the world season's bleedings. Whatever floats your goat, really. And it's just a reminder, if any of you want to receive gifts in the morning, don't be bad tonight. That one felt better, right? Okay, one more option for you, if none of those strike your fancy, you could give chickens. Giving chickens gives a family a regular supply of nutritious eggs for meals, helping them get the protein they need. They can also sell the eggs and extra chickens, creating a sustainable way to earn money and work toward self-sufficiency. And if you choose to give chickens, you would be wishing kids all over the world, God rest ye merry gentle hens. We've done better. Listen, just a reminder, he's making a list and chicken it twice, okay? What has my life become? All right. So, here's what we're going to do. Normally, throughout the year, as kids are kind of giving their tithes, they're going to have opportunities to choose. But tonight, the way that we're going to let you choose, and if you're a kid here tonight, you're going to get to help us figure this out, is we've got these tickets, okay? And every kid in this service is going to get two tickets. And they're over there at the back. There's a white, what is that, an iris? What kind of flower is that? A poinsettia, thank you for knowing basic things that every human should know. But I don't. So over there by the poinsettia, each kid gets two tickets. And then over there where we normally have coffee, we've got four boxes. and you can choose to put both of your tickets in one box, or you can split your vote if you can't decide. But we're going to let you choose tonight where we should and how we should give kids all over the world different gifts. Typically, what we would do in the future, because we're starting this tonight, is we're going to use the money that the kids themselves have given as tithes. But since we don't have that, this is our first night, Park Street is going to donate $3,000 as kind of a starter for the kids to decide. So yeah, that's really cool. So you all are going to choose. And we think that this is a really important thing for us. We think that it's really fun to receive gifts. And obviously, Christmas time is the time we celebrate receiving the best gift of all, which is Jesus' coming into the world to save us from sin and darkness and death. But there's also something really powerful and really in line with the self-giving nature of the Lord, that we ourselves in this season would become increasingly generous, serving others and seeking to give them gifts. So at the end of the service, make sure to get those tickets so that you can kind of share your vote and decide, help us decide where the gift should go. Okay, I want to close my time this afternoon with a poem that I wrote about the gift train. And I share that I wrote it not because it's particularly good or that I'm proud of it, but I just wanted you to know that a robot did not create it. Yeah, hooray. Go, humans. The poem's called The Gift Train. Long ago on Christmas Day, the first gift train went on its way. Not possessing locomotion, it did have wisdom and devotion. The train pulled forth from distant lands. Through many nights, the journey spanned. A heavenly light was guiding them. Their destination was Bethlehem. The gifts were curious and intense, gold and myrrh and frankincense. But newborn kings deserved such worth, honors fitting for virgin birth. Eternal light, whom angels bless, the Lord takes up a new address. And though it seems preposterous, in the manger lies God with us. And since that day, the train has run to celebrate God's gifted Son, who frees us from the chains of sin and welcomes home Eve's wayward kin. So let us join that great procession by paying forward our confession. We who have received so freely offer him our lives completely. We bring our kindness, time, and care, our songs of joy, our heartfelt prayers. We send out gifts both near and far. Our lives are linked like gift train cars. Each loving deed, both big and small, becomes the bounty of our hall. Through many ways, our gifts declare the love of Christ is what we share. So come, dear friends, both old and new. There's room enough for me and you. What a joyride. What eternal gain. Come one and all. No gifts too small. All aboard the gift train. When Jesus... Yeah, you could. I feel like you should clap. Yeah, I feel like... That's definitely the right choice. All right. We are so grateful to do life together. We're so grateful that the Lord has blessed us with so much abundance. And on this night where we realize the greatest gift of all, life in Christ has been given to humankind, we want our response to be generosity and worship and love. So we're praying tonight that you have all the things that Jesus promises, hope and peace and joy and love. And we pray that because of the gifts you received in Christ, you too would be generous and bless others in Jesus' name. Let's pray together this afternoon. Heavenly Father, the gifts that you give us are amazing and numerous. And we pray that as we receive the ultimate present, life in Christ, that we would be overwhelmed with gratitude and joy. We're praying tonight that you would help us discern gifts to give to other friends that we haven't met who live all over the world. And we pray that through just offering out of the abundance you give us, you would help us learn the lesson that even though it's beautiful to receive, it's also an incredible privilege to be people who can give. So we're praying that in the midst of all of it, the giving, the receiving, the opening, we pray that Jesus, you would be the center of it all. The first and final gift that we always are grateful to receive. We pray you would bless these families, bless their homes as they prepare to celebrate your coming. May you, the one true gift of life and love, wrap us up in your light tonight. We pray all this in Jesus' name, and God's people said, amen. Amen. We'd like to end our service this afternoon with a candlelight singing of Silent Night. And we've been at this just long enough not to give you any open flames. So if you came in the door, you received a crack-em-open glow stick candle or a flick-it-on little tea light. Why don't you activate those sources of light and let's stand together as we get ready to sing Silent Night. Receive this benediction this afternoon. May you carry the light of the world, who you have received as a gift and who you give generously by living lives of light and love and obedience to the one true God, Jesus Christ, the saving Lord of the universe. We bless you with a very Merry Christmas in his powerful name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. I love you very much. Go in peace.